Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Qualitative Research: A Guide to Design and Implementation is a practical methods text for students, faculty, and applied researchers who need to plan, conduct, analyze, and report qualitative inquiry. The fourth edition, associated with Sharon B. Merriam and Elizabeth J. Tisdall, updates a long-used guide in education and the social sciences while preserving its accessible, jargon-restrained style. Its purpose is not only to define qualitative research, but to show how a study moves from a research problem to design choice, sampling, fieldwork, analysis, validation, ethical reflection, and final presentation. The book treats qualitative research as a systematic form of inquiry centered on meaning, context, interpretation, and participant experience. It is especially useful because it connects philosophical assumptions with concrete procedures such as interviewing, observing, using documents, coding data, and writing findings. The result is a comprehensive guide for readers who want both conceptual grounding and operational guidance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, qualitative inquiry as interpretation of meaning in context. A central contribution of the book is its explanation of qualitative research as an interpretive approach rather than a simplified alternative to quantitative measurement. Merriam and Tisdall emphasize that qualitative studies are designed to understand how people make sense of experiences, institutions, relationships, and social processes. This focus changes the logic of research design. Instead of beginning with variables to measure, the researcher begins with a problem that requires attention to meaning, setting, interaction, and perspective. The book makes clear that qualitative inquiry is not informal conversation or impressionistic description. It is a disciplined form of investigation in which the researcher becomes the primary instrument for data collection and interpretation. That role requires reflexivity, careful documentation, and awareness of how assumptions shape what is noticed and how evidence is interpreted. The text is particularly valuable for novice researchers because it explains why qualitative questions usually ask how and why context is not background noise but part of the phenomenon under study. Secondly, design choices across case study, ethnography, grounded theory, narrative, phenomenology, and basic qualitative research. The book gives sustained attention to the major designs commonly used in qualitative research, helping readers distinguish among approaches that are often confused. Case study research is presented as an intensive examination of a bounded system, while ethnography is tied to culture and patterns of shared meaning. Grounded theory is treated as a design aimed at developing theory from data, and phenomenology focuses on the essence of lived experience. Narrative analysis attends to stories and the ways people organize experience through accounts of events. The book also discusses basic qualitative research, a flexible form widely used in education and applied fields when the goal is to understand how people interpret experiences without committing to a more specialized design. Tradition. This comparative structure matters because design determines sampling, data sources, analysis, and presentation. By linking each design to its purpose and assumptions, the book helps researchers avoid choosing a label superficially. It encourages methodological fit, where the research question and design reinforce each other. Thirdly, fieldwork methods built around interviews, observation, documents, artifacts, and online sources. A practical strength of the book is its treatment of data collection as a set of deliberate choices rather than a list of techniques. Interviews are addressed as a major source of qualitative evidence, with attention to question design, listening, probing, and the difference between collecting opinions and eliciting rich accounts of experience. Observation is presented as a way to study behavior, interaction, setting, and nonverbal dimensions that participants may not report in interviews. The discussion of documents and artifacts broadens the idea of data by showing how records, images, institutional materials, and cultural objects can reveal meanings embedded in social life. The fourth edition also updates the discussion by recognizing online data sources such as email, video, and digital communication. This matters because qualitative research increasingly occurs across physical and digital environments. The book consistently frames data collection in relation to the research purpose, showing that stronger studies often combine sources to create a fuller and more credible understanding of the phenomenon. Fourthly, data analysis through coding, category construction, interpretation, and analytic software support. The book treats qualitative data analysis as an iterative and intellectually demanding process that begins before all data are collected. Rather than presenting analysis as a mechanical final step, it explains how researchers move between fieldwork, memoing, coding, comparing, and refining categories. Coding is not described as simple labeling. It is a way of identifying units of meaning and gradually building categories that answer the research question. The text also discusses interpretation, emphasizing that findings should move beyond description toward explanation, pattern recognition, and conceptual insight. Updates in the fourth edition include attention to data analysis software, but the book avoids implying that software performs analysis for the researcher. Instead, software is positioned as a tool for organizing, retrieving, and managing data. The book also recognizes strategies such as narrative and poetic analysis, showing that analysis must fit the nature of the data and the purpose of the study. This balanced approach helps readers understand both rigor and creativity in qualitative interpretation. Lastly, credibility, ethics, and reporting as integral parts of research quality, Merriam and Tisdell place validity, reliability, and ethics within the actual conduct of qualitative research rather than treating them as afterthoughts, because qualitative inquiry involves interpretation, human participants, and often close interaction in natural settings. Quality depends on transparency about procedures and careful attention to trustworthiness. The book discusses strategies that support credibility, such as triangulation, member checks, adequate engagement with the data, and clear explanation of analytic decisions. It also recognizes that qualitative reliability cannot simply copy the logic of standardized measurement. Instead, readers are encouraged to make the research process coherent, traceable, and ethically defensible. Ethical concerns include informed consent, confidentiality, power relations, and the consequences of representing participant voices. The book also addresses writing up findings, including multiple ways to present qualitative research. This is important because reporting is not merely packaging results. It shapes how evidence is understood, how participants are represented, and how the study contributes to scholarly or professional knowledge. In conclusion, Qualitative Research: A Guide to Design and Implementation is best suited for graduate students, doctoral candidates, faculty, and practitioners in education, social work, health professions, organizational studies, and other applied social science fields. It is especially useful for readers who need to complete a thesis, dissertation, evaluation, or practice-based research project, and want a clear path from research question to written report. The practical benefit lies in its integration of design, sampling, interviewing, observation, document analysis, coding, validity, ethics, and presentation. The intellectual benefit lies in its explanation of why qualitative inquiry requires attention to meaning, context, researcher reflexivity, and methodological fit. Compared with many qualitative methods books, it stands out for combining breadth with usability. Some texts are more philosophical, and others focus narrowly on one design, such as grounded theory or ethnography. This book occupies a middle position, broad enough to orient readers to several traditions, yet concrete enough to guide actual implementation. Its accessible style, structured progression, and attention to applied research problems make it a dependable reference for readers who need both methodological confidence and practical direction. It remains distinctive because it treats qualitative research as rigorous, teachable, and adaptable without reducing it to rigid procedure. If you would like to support Sharon B. Merriam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.